Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Time to check in with Dean Richards for the entertainment news. Hi, Dean.
Good morning. I'm just learning from listeners and viewers who have been emailing me this morning that apparently one of the stories that we did yesterday wound up on Jimmy Fallon's monologue last night.
Really?
The story about the slip and slide reality show.
Oh, yeah.
That had to be shut down because of... This is how they reported it, a case of explosive diarrhea. National TV loves nothing better than a good explosive diarrhea story.
Yeah, you were kind enough to think of people eating breakfast at this hour.
Yeah, not today, since it's been on the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
We'll just let it go today. But thank you, everybody. I've never had that many emails about that subject ever in my life, so it's quite a morning.
You never know what's going to stir up the masses.
Yep.
Colbert, talking about late night TV, was back in the Ed Sullivan Theater last night, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was exciting. It was, I mean, kind of, it's a little bit of an overstatement to call it an historic broadcast, but really it was. He's been out of his studio for 460 days, broadcasting from either his house or in an office in Midtown Manhattan. And last night they were back in the Ed Sullivan studio, full audience, full orchestra, full everything. And just the show was electric. One of the highlights of his monologue was when he said that we are the first theater on Broadway to reopen. He said, "Suck it, Lion King."
Take that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was it was pretty exciting and good to see him back. Jon Stewart was his first guest on the show, his old boss from The Daily Show. Dana Carvey appeared as President Biden, does a pretty good President Biden impersonation. Cool. And John Batiste, the musical director of the show, has just put out a new album. And was the first musical performance that was electrifying. Just an amazing, amazing performance. So good to, again, you know, like we've been talking the past few weeks, one few more things getting back to normal.
Yeah, and also getting back to normal, the relationship between Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
What have they been seen doing now?
Yeah, we are required by FCC rules to bring you these stories whenever possible. Apparently, they were at a birthday party over the weekend for J-Lo's sister. And, you know, it was a big family event. Jennifer Lopez's family was all there. And somebody took a picture of them smooching during the birthday party. So this is really like the first, kind of confirmation that they once again are a romantic couple again. Whoever took that picture is going to be ostracized from the family, I would imagine. But that's the latest. Kissing at the dinner table is would be the headline on that story.
And what would you think the person who took that picture got from the tabloids or TMZ or somebody?
Right.
Probably a lot of money, right?
There is a photo credit. I didn't recognize the name as being like a professional photographer. So it obviously was a family member that just
needed money.
got their iPhone out, and while they were smooching, decided to get a little picture of it. I'm going to guess somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000 for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially that picture. I mean, that is the money shot of confirming the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if they didn't get that much, contact me. I want to be your agent. Somebody needs to be your agent now that you've been kicked out of the family.
Is there a picture of a Post Malone with this new look or
yes,
whatever
there
it is.
Yes, I'm glad that you wondered about that, because yes, there is a picture of Post Malone. He had some dental work done, which is normally not a big story, but when somebody has diamond fangs inserted onto their teeth, like veneers, porcelain veneers that have fangs on them, number one, but fangs with encrusted diamonds put into them, then that's kind of a story. It's a total of 12 carats now that he's carrying around in his mouth. Rolling Stone magazine talked to his dentist, I guess, and found out that you have to use 40 carats of diamonds in order to wind up with the 12 carats that are in his veneers. Total cost of the procedure, $1.6 million.
I'd like to see the insurance claim on that one. Good luck. We'll talk about Jim Gaffigan, and we'll hear all of the Chicago talk from last night's Kimmel show coming up momentarily with Dean. Boy, Dean, this is terrible news about the Gone Girl actress, huh?
Yeah, we've been reporting on this story since it happened a few weeks ago. Actress Lisa Baines was, just walking in New York and was hit by a scooter. It was a hit and run. A motor scooter slammed into her. She sustained traumatic brain injury as a result of it. The driver of the motor scooter took off, hit and run. They have no arrest. I don't know really where they are in the investigation of that, but it looks like somebody, hit Lisa and got away. And early this morning, she died from injuries suffered from that accident. Now, she probably most recently you'd know her from the movie Gone Girl. She was the mother of the missing woman in the movie. She appeared on One Life to Live and China Beach and Royal Pains in Nashville, among many other programs. So sad to report that Lisa Baines, 65 years old.
Let's talk about Jim Gaffigan. Now, he's not coming to Chicago. Why?
No, he is not. Well, he explained it all to me. I had a nice interview with him the other day. He's one of the voices in this new Disney Pixar movie that's going to be premiering on Friday. That's called Luca, which is, as Disney Pixar movies almost always are, just so lovely and so charming. About a little boy spending a summer on the Italian Riviera. There's a lot more to the story, but Jim is the voice of a sea monster in this movie. It's one of the first things really he has done since the pandemic, started to wind down. He's mostly been at home. He's been doing these crazy videos called Dinner with the Gaffigans, where he and his wife and five kids, they would just videotape them having dinner. And, it was being in this crazy house with five kids while they were having dinner. It was incredibly entertaining. I watched it throughout the entire pandemic. But I noticed the other day that Jim announced that he is going to be starting up a tour called the Fun Tour. And I'm looking for Chicago on the list because he loves Chicago. He's from Northwest Indiana. I know he loves this area. I'm looking on the list. I don't see it anywhere. I don't see Chicago anyplace on the list. So when I asked him about it, he said that the tour is beginning where it got cut off last time. So they're picking up the dates that they missed when the pandemic began. They're picking those up first. It's not going to be coming to Chicago until 2022 to the city per se, but he is going to be doing a week's worth of shows in Milwaukee, which, especially if you're northern suburban, it's not that far.
No.
If you want to go check him out, I don't have the schedule right here in front of me. I'm guessing it's at their famous Pabst Theater, which is right in downtown Milwaukee. He's going to be also in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He's got a whole bunch of Wisconsin dates. And I said, you couldn't come down here for a couple of days. You spend a whole week in Milwaukee, but you can't come here for a couple of days. He said that's the way the schedule was set up. They're trying to, make up the ones that got canceled. I think it might just be because Jim loves cheese so much.
Of course.
So, to be that close to the Brat Stop, Mars Cheese Castle, the Brat Stop, I would guess that might be really what's behind Jim's schedule there.
That's definitely Jim Gaffigan style. There was some Chicago talk on Kimmel last night, and you've got a little clip of that, don't you?
Yeah, Elizabeth Moss was the guest. She did a Zoom interview from Chicago. She's in town right now working on a new series for Apple TV Plus, but in the midst of the conversation, she revealed that she was at the Cubs game this past Saturday, and she said, you know, it was like being at a playoff game with full capacity crowd, the full energy, the Cubs, you know, beating the Cardinals, sweeping the whole weekend. But, you know, that night while she was there beating the Cardinals. So, you know, whenever there is that much talk about Chicago, it is required by law that you also have to bring up hot dogs and pizza also. So here's the clip.
There's also the Chicago dog, obviously, although I am a bit of a traitor because I do like ketchup on my hot dogs, and you're not supposed to have ketchup on your hot dogs in Chicago. It's just mustard.
What about pizza? What kind of pizza do you like?
Well, Chicago, as you know, is known for its deep dish, and I and my brother and I love deep dish. We're very partial to Pizzeria Uno or Due.
I know there are some great, like, smaller places that people don't know as far as deep dish pizza goes, but I went to Uno, Due, Gino's East. I found Lou Malnati's to be the best to my liking as far as Chicago pizza goes. Yes, I like that one the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was the clear winner. But, you know, you eat ketchup on your hot dog, so you got to already have some confusion going on.
Yeah. So, you know, there you go. I don't know if I can ever look at Elizabeth Moss the same way again. I try not to be one of these ketchup on the hot dog haters, but I could never put it on my hot dog, but I know some people like it, so... To each their own, but also, you know, they're talking about Chicago pizza, and, you know, I love Lou Malnati's deep dish also. I happen to be a fan of that also, but real Chicago pizza, to me, is thin crust and tavern cut. That's what the real Chicago pizza is.
You gotta love them both. And what is Elizabeth Moss? 2 years old, she wants ketchup on her hot dog? and I was thinking Mark Malnati and the family is gonna love this, but then you think about, wait a minute, somebody is endorsing Lou's who likes ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah, that's enough said. You giveth with one hand and taketh away with the other.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dean.